Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings and welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Wednesday's Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with the Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, Punishing Christianity. Ketchin Christians. Ketchin? I'm not sure how to say that. China, UK, St. Paul. No Bible reading, Pakistan, war with church, and more prophecy news on Warn Radio. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 25th day of July, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Deuteronomy chapter 3, starting at verse 23, through chapter 7, verse 11, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 26, and the New Testament portion is John chapter 6, verses 1 through 71. To read the latest posts and articles by The Watchman and listen to the shows, go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com. The featured posts this week by The Watchman are Living in the Days of Peril and Going Forward in His Grace. Living life means certain things to different people. To one, it may be a job, another, a lot of money, to another, health, and even to another, some love of their life. In the end, whether you are a saint or a sinner, God allows you to live on this planet and live. Also, Christian nonconformity in the world. All things in Christ Jesus, Christian nonconformity in this world. This is the beginning of the ending of all things in Christ Jesus. The flood was finished. Everything was now swept away in the judgment except Noah, the ark, animals, and Noah's family. So you can go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, gethealthyyoungliving.com to read those articles by The Watchman and listen to the latest radio shows. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio. We have three Twitter accounts, hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag WarnRadio, or hashtag WGS_Watchman. And on the show, we will cover the globe and find the world with find the war with the church, punishing Christianity. We find China, Pakistan, Nigeria, Myanmar, and radical Islam. In addition, we find in the UK Bible reading on the street is illegal. Then we discuss Leah Shurabu, a young woman who would not renounce Christ and is in custody still. Around the world, the news of persecution of Christians, not to mention others also facing the same thing. The lawlessness is sweeping the world, led by nations, states which despise Christianity and those who practice it. And now I welcome in the Watchman for Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, another Wednesday, and we are definitely busy.
Yes, we are.
With a lot of stuff. I mean, the stuff pouring out of around the world is something else. But,
incredible.
You know, basically here in America, we have the same problem because we have political people that oppose Trump, and many of them are absolutely despising the Christianity of Pence, and they despise Trump. And furthermore, there are some of them that said that if you support his appointee for the Supreme Court, then you're evil. And of course, a major black guy, some black dude said that. I can't remember his name, but, you know, he made the papers because he's a big political hack. You know, and that's what it is. You know, in America, we are seeing more and more of this. Then we have nuts like... Maxine Waters, who says God told her to go after Trump. She's crazier than a loon.
Yep.
And you know, I don't even want to go there. I don't read about that. I just see all this. It's pure unadulterated. The stuff that comes out of the rear end of a lot of my granddad's animals, you know, and we would make manure. It became manure, and we'd try to make fertilizer out of it. It's the same stuff that when I was working on another farm, I was knee deep in. That was one of my jobs I had to do when it was slushy and yucky and go,
yep.
You know. Well, that's what's flowing out of Washington and from the liberal media, that stuff. And the biggest purveyor of it, of course, is Maxine Waters, who now has got a new tactic. She was screaming on the street, you know, I mean, lock them all up. They're crazy, you know. But, you know, you have enough young people that do this, that and young adults who follow these kind of people, that they'll do it, you know.
They sure will.
And people today have no thought process on their own. They just turn around and do whatever they're told. If they belong to a group and that group leader says, well, we need to go out and stand on our heads till the second coming of Christ, by God, they're going to do it. Because they serve the God of this world, not the true and living God.
They've been dumbed down by all
They've
this technology.
They've been dumbed down, yeah. So at any rate, that's all I'm going to say on that. We do want to start out by saying, and this has been coming through for two days now, that Turkey, right after a vote by, it was either the House or the Senate, on sanctions against Turkey, actually they were going to stop the sale of F-35s. So as the day after that, Turkey decided that they would move Brunson to a house, and some of the other reports said that in order to play this down, to make it look like it wasn't because of pressure from the U.S., they said they felt it was because of his health, and they felt that he could stay in the house and still be monitored enough. So, you know, they're trying
to... So he's under house arrest.
He's under house arrest. And, of course, they don't want to admit that anything from, you know, the threats are going to do anything. But he's a political prisoner. He is a political prisoner from the beginning. Many different agencies, Christian agencies, and other international rights agencies are watching what's happening in Turkey. And many of them said that ever since the attempted coup, that freedom, religious freedom, has virtually disappeared there.
That's sad.
Yeah. And so that's the thing. He is out. There's some of them that are kind of right to some positive note to this, believing this shows that he's going to get out. But... You know, this is a guy that openly calls for the destruction of Israel. This is a guy who has openly threatened The EU, he's threatened Europe.
Erdogan.
Yeah, he has. And he says, I've got a silent army in Europe, you know, and he's referring to all the mosques that his government helped build. And he also shelled out all the imams from his country to go there. So, in short, you know, many of the EU and many of the people in the West who thought Islam was asleep don't realize that Islam has been awake for a lot of years.
Yep.
And they've been silently trying to take over the West without them knowing about it. And for the West part, most of the West is dumbed down. You know, they're so caught up into their riches and their lifestyle, they don't see anything. And they believe most of these Muslims coming over here just coming over for the fun of it. No, they're not coming over because they're going to have kids, they're going to take over, and they're going to do away with, Christians are going to lose rights. There's not one place that I can tell you right now where Christians in a Muslim nation are safe. Absolutely not true.
That's right.
And if America ever becomes a Muslim nation, which it'll never become a Muslim nation, folks, it'll never. It might fall, and it's going to have judgment. But there will be no nation that will last as this nation lasted because of the Lord God blessing it.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
So when our constitutional, republic falls, it falls. That's it. You're never going to have anything here that's going to be anything like what it was.
That's right.
So that's all there is.
Unfortunately.
So at any rate, Barnabas Aid, you can go to barnabasaid.org. They have a lot of stuff, and we do talk about stuff and what they're doing. And they were talking about the Kachin Christians. This is in Burma. And, of course, there's been, Myanmar is another name for it. Now, there's been an ongoing, and we've reported on this tower. In
right,
Myanmar.
Yes, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and that continues, and now they're having landmines, which is a big problem.
Oh.
And I don't understand why these knuckleheads put so many landmines, and they have, the Iran-Iraq war, they put so many landmines out. Actually, the Ayatollah, and this is a true story, actually got the young people of Iran to go ahead of the soldiers in that war, telling them they'd be instantly go to paradise. And
they had to go through the minefield.
Yeah. And some of them got killed.
Yeah.
And many of them, though, lost a leg or an arm and other things.
How wicked to tell them that.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the way it works when you're doing that. And, of course, it's no different here. Barnabas Fund is reporting that a number of the Christians have been wounded by shrapnel and from munitions and also from landmines. And, of course, landmines are just horrific because you can be out getting water, you can be getting food or doing about anything, and
yeah.
You step on it and you're blown up. And, of course, when you talk about some of these... these kids or these adults, they don't have the money to get anything. So many of them, as in Iran, most of them had to walk around on sticks. You know, they fixed their leg and then they just gave them a stick. They don't have the money that we do over here. So at any rate, that's really where they're doing it, doing some stuff. Wilberforce is another one, and that we do talk about from time to time. And, they're talking about prisoners of conscience. And this goes back to China. And the reason I picked up on this is because we've been reporting on the Chinese and how they, lawyers... that stand up get imprisoned. So,
yeah, they do.
So at any rate, in 2010, Liu Xiaobo, I didn't say that right, but he was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize for his tireless work because of the prisoners of conscience in China. But see, he was a prisoner himself, and he was later moved to a prison hospital, and he died of cancer. And so, you know, this brings up that although this guy, you know, he was in prison in China, and he still stood up for human rights is one of the reasons he got in there. You know, there's been people honoring him in rallies here, both in Capitol Hill and around. But if you expand that, you have the Uyghur Muslims, which Muslims in China also face political re-education camps. In Tibet, Buddhists are imprisoned. Christians are also imprisoned all over the place. China has been actively closing Christian churches and throwing people in there. So at any rate,
they bulldoze them and everything.
Yeah.
The people, and the churches, the people.
And we've been talking about this for years. And so while we're an advocate for the Christian church, I wanted to tell you that we also do notice these things going on, and we do bring them up. Because while we don't like Christian persecution, we don't like to see other people just oppressed by the government agencies where they feel they can do what they want to. This is the problem we have in the world. For, you know, this being the day of lawlessness, Tower, we see more and more of these nations that are doing this. And, you know, this this Igbo who I talked about earlier and he died, his wife was also arrested. She's been under house arrest for 8 years.
Wow.
And one of the things that they say is to strangle freedom of speech is to trample on human rights, stifle humanity, and suppress the truth.
That's true.
And it is. And in America, you know, while we are Christians and believers, we do not want a theocracy per se. We want a constitutional republic. And people that come here need to respect everyone and stop trying to make it into their own little personal whatever, like
that's
their
right.
country at home.
That's right.
And that's the bottom line. And the problem of it is, under Obama and many others, we've seen exactly the opposite of what we should have. And so America is far from out of the woods. And right now, there's a certain amount of high power, money, and Hollywood types and political types that oppose Trump. Now, the problem that they have is that the general public, a lot of them, and most of the Republican people that voted, are behind Trump 100%. You know, I think the figure I seen today was 87% of the Republicans, the voter people. But the bottom line of it is that, you know, right now, Obama's wife, Michelle, and of course, a couple of movie stars, forgot who they were. They were all going to start a drive to register illegals to vote. And of course, that's the big thing now. Can anybody that come over the border be an illegal vote? Why should they be allowed to? They shouldn't be allowed to.
That's right.
Just because they're in this country doesn't mean a thing. You have to come over here the right way, and that's what the Democrats basically don't like. And of course, that follows the globalist truth that Soros tries to push, and also the same truth that has swept the EU and the UK as well. Now, you know, we are going to be headed towards a one-world government under the Dark One, and they're not going to recognize personal rights. They won't care about individual nationalist freedoms or identity. And so this is where this is all going. And the Democrats and many of the other governments who are already pushing for globalism are actually falling into the trap, which eventually will wind up in a virtual time of darkness and hell on earth, believe me. And you're not going to want to be here, but many people will be here. Now, we did talk last week, International Christian Concern, about the war between Ethiopia and Eritrea. And Eritrea has always had a lot of persecution there. And so we did talk about that. So we want to move on. And in China, they have another one. We were talking about that coming out of earlier, talking about the various people that are getting persecuted. Well, again, you know, in China, here's a Catholic church in China that 70 police officers and workers forcibly demolished the church. And it's been a state-sanctioned church and registered since 2006.
Well, why was it destroyed then if it was a state, if it was a registered one?
Well, you know, the thing of it is, the local authorities adopted a new urban plan that includes the development of a new neighborhood with a train station. The removal of the church was included in the plan, even though the church did not interfere during the process. So, you know, this is the government stepping in saying, hey, we don't want you having a church here, and because you're Christians, we're just going to tear you down because we belong to the state, and that the needs of the many are better than the needs of a church.
Yeah.
And, of course, you might know that actually there's been a major problem in the Catholic Church in China. This came out some time ago. While the Vatican has actually endorsed, you know, China and what they were doing, trying to get behind the government there, the Chinese Catholics have had a problem between what the hierarchy in the Catholic Church is saying and their own Catholic Church there in China. They were going to break away from the Catholic Church in Rome because of the very things that they're talking about. You know, there's a lot of problems. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's hard for me, Tower, and I know for you, but, you know, what do you think? You know, I mean, you look at all of the problems in China that they're doing with Christians and others. I mean, Chinese, the Buddhists, the Muslims, anybody else that opposes them. And yet, Walmart's become a literally a world power and made China rich, filthy rich, with their cheap Chinese goods. And, of course, they're not the only one doing it. So this is a problem.
Yes, it is. It's but you know, the in order for other companies to compete with Walmart, because the manufacturing is down in the United States, it leaves them no choice but to buy products from China.
Well, you know, you and I have discussed this fact that, you know, trying to find a company in America that actually creates and manufactures stuff, that's really hard to do.
Yeah. Well, I had purchased a can opener and it was made in China. It did not work. I spent $5 or $6 for it, $5 maybe.
Where'd you get it?
At Marshall's. So I was very upset about that. And then I went into Walmart, actually, and was looking at those hand crank can openers. I found one made in America, and I think I spent $12 for it. But it works, and it's great, and it had a guarantee. I believe that it had a lifetime guarantee.
And, of course, that's the exception and not the rule.
Right. But it was made in America, so I was glad to pay the extra money.
Because I've actually drove Tower along with me, and we've gone into Kmart and Target and Sears and Walmart and many other stores. And I go through their housewares, their kitchen stuff, and look at their big items. And I challenge you to do this. And almost all of them will say they're made somewhere else, usually in China. 80 to 90, maybe 70, 80, 90% of the goods coming into Walmart are coming from China.
Yeah, and last night, the flashlight we were looking at, designed in Texas, manufactured in China.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You know, a lot of American companies will have USA made. but they'll use parts from other countries. Or they will have it made in China according to their specs, and then they'll sell it. So, I mean, we have lost our manufacturing. That's what it amounts to, especially in the clothing. You know, we used to have cotton and other goods. You could actually buy a bolt of cloth that was made in the U.S.
Right.
You know, and you know something about cotton and all this other stuff, linen. You know, I mean, you can't even wool. You know?
Yeah, we used to. Oh, years and years ago when I was in 4-H and sewing, you know, we used to, the material was all made in America. We'd get American wool, cotton, cloth, you know.
But, you know, things are getting better. They are picking up. We have been warning and talking about this for many, many years now. And we will always buy something. You know, we look to buy American-made, totally American-made. But there's certain things you can't get American-made, period, because the parts come from somewhere else. But to find a truly 100% American-made product is almost impossible. But believe it or not, there are those here in America that are doing that. And, you know, you get into a lot of the sports, you get into a lot of the, you know, camping, fishing, hunting things. You can find a lot of American companies doing that. But your car companies, they, you know, you can have a place manufacturing here, but all the parts, almost all the parts come from overseas somewhere.
Well, just like refrigerators and those kind of things.
Exactly.
One of the ladies I work with, she was having trouble with her refrigerator, and she couldn't find anybody to work on it because all the parts were manufactured in China, and it was nothing American made, so I think she had to get a new refrigerator.
But we do have a company here, and they specialize in offering like barbecue grills, stoves, and ovens, and a lot of other stuff that are actually made in America, and you can get them repaired, and you can find parts.
Right.
And they're made here. So that's what we admonish you to do. You know, Walmart, number one, Walmart does employ a certain segment of American society that can't be employed somewhere else. So for that part, we do go into Walmart, and we don't shop there much. But, you know, Walmart does employ people, and we have talked to a lot of them. There's a lot of people that are really nice people. You get into Sam's Club the same way. A lot of them are old, retired people, and they're working all the time just to be able to live, because they don't have any retirement. So while we disagree with their corporate policies, there are people there that absolutely need the jobs. And so that's where it is. Now, I was talking about Facebook and a lot of these others, and I do not like Facebook, Google, and a lot of these big boys that are doing things in online. They can't be trusted, include Microsoft. But see, like Facebook now, because of the way we've been doing these radio shows, we're getting a lot more people from overseas. And I'm talking people in various countries that would be considered a dangerous place for Christians to live. And they're finding us on Facebook. And so the bottom line of it is, we're going to stay on Facebook. I don't like Facebook at all. But if it will allow us to be able to be a contact point at some point, with some of these people, then we're going to have to keep there. And of course, I don't have time to talk to everybody on the messenger all the time. And when I say contact point, they can come to our websites, they can download the shows, they can get information and stuff like that. But we are not like a lot of these other ministries that have a lot of money coming in, and we send it out to people to help support them. We don't do that. We have a certain amount, and it goes out. It's already designated to certain people that are nonprofits, that are Christian organizations. You know, at one time, many, many years ago, when we were working with native pastors in China, we were doing that and helping a few locals. but the word got around and people ended up selling our addresses, and we had people, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of we were swamped with stuff from China, from India, and every one of them wanted money. And we found some of them. We found someone over what we was dealing with that actually found some of them trying to get money from us. One had succeeded, and they had another job. They weren't even in the ministry. And so we stopped that. Now we work with organizations that we know have feet on the ground, and they can verify where the money's going. But, you know, we have people that support us for this ministry, but we do not work where we take in vast amounts of money just to give it to people overseas. We're not that kind of, we're not Barnabas Fund, we're not Samaritan's Purse. We're not that, and we don't do that. But we do tell people the names of these, a lot of these ministries that you can help. And of course, if you want to help us in our ministry, you can do that. But I don't make it a point to go into that. You can go to our websites and find out about more information on that. But, you know, that's just all there is to it. Now, the one thing that I was kind of interested in, Barnabas Fund again highlighted a video, and this is really funny, Tower. I don't understand this. This is in the UK. You know, at one time the UK sent missionaries around the world. Great Britain sent some of the first missionaries all over the earth.
Yeah, that's right.
And at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, they got mad at a guy. And this was a Mr. Coote who was reading a Bible in public outside St. Paul's. He was just reading it out loud. They didn't like it. So they called the cops on him. He was reading from the Sermon on the Mount. And he was reading this verse, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, and men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." And that's exactly what they're doing against Brunson, what they did against Ace Abibi, and many others we've reported on.
Yes.
So the police showed up and saw what he was doing, and they didn't. So they said, "Well, this guy doesn't seem to be hurting anything," so they're going to leave him alone, and the cathedral pushed him, and so he had to leave.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's where Barnabas Fund, who has some interest in the UK, came in. And, you know, they were getting involved, telling them, you know, they said freedom to read the Bible in public was one of the very first aspects of freedom of religion to be legally established in England in 1537. Just a year after Tyndale had been burnt at the stake for translating the Bible into English, Henry VIII issued a royal decree making it legal to read the Bible publicly. So this tells you how far back Great Britain goes in Christianity and the fact...
Did you say making it illegal or legal?
Making it legal.
Okay.
Yeah, Henry VIII, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So...
Over 500 years back.
Yeah. So the thing of it is, we are living in a time when nations, including some of those that have been open to the Bible since their inception, pretty much, are now, they don't seem to have any problem, you know, coming against Christianity.
Well, you know, we're in the last days when they're doing all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that... I don't know if you have this story on there, but that, well, anyway, I want to read something else on this.
Go ahead.
Back on, then on September 5th, 1538, King Henry's chief minister, Thomas Cromwell, issued in the king's name specific injunctions to clergy to place an English Bible in every parish church in the country and ordering them, you know, to make it public for people to read.
Well, you know, that just... And there's no reason for them to do it. And a lot of time, these particular priests are in the flesh. They're not in the spirit when they're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and see, the church happened to own the out front where he was standing. It couldn't be public property.
Huh.
So they just wanted him out from the church. I mean, what is the matter with that?
Yeah, why can't you read it on church property? That's crazy. That just doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, well, that's control, you know. And then when we get over to Pakistan, as we've continued to report on everything, a group of Muslims attacked a church. And they were 75 miles from Lahore, Pakistan. Now, the assailants were arrested, but as we have said before on this, when they go and arrest the Muslims, then they go back to the Christian, try to get them to come together, and it usually goes bad for the Christians.
Right.
And so these armed Muslims abused Christianity and desecrated the church, according to a local Christian who saw that. 50 men and women were praying in the church when the Muslims did aerial shots and attacked the church, beat men and women, damaged windows, the altar, public, the pulpit, chairs, and desecrated Christian literature.
Oh, that's horrible.
And I've seen videos of attacks by Muslims, and they love to attack this stuff. And of course, you know, there is never going to be peace like this between Christianity and Islam.
Nope.
Not the true Christianity. The Lord himself said, I've not come to bring peace.
But
and he didn't, you know.
It's
going to be divisive. Paul himself said, to some we bring an aroma of life, to others aroma of death. You know, you're either going to accept it or not. And to the Muslims, many of them, it's an aroma of death. But there are many Muslims getting saved, and we've reported on that.
Yeah. Well, however, it says, timely intervention of the local police controlled the situation and saved the Christians.
You
know, that's good.
Yeah, it is. But in Pakistan, unfortunately, that's where Ace Abibi is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we've reported on a young couple who were actually killed and murdered, and they had some kids. They were thrown in the brick kiln after they were beaten and murdered. There was a young boy, a Christian boy, that was beaten by Muslim men who were older. When they claimed, when they asked him if he was a Christian, he said yes. They beat him up and burned him alive in the brick kiln. And we see this all the time in Pakistan. Pakistan is a whorish country that does not recognize rights. And the Obama administration and previous administrations never lifted one finger to stop this this country from doing these kind of things. And we see this around the world.
Yeah.
The governments, you know, placating these stupid governments and the men that run them and not holding them accountable for what they're doing over there.
Well, they're also having, also voting is going on in Pakistan. And at one polling station, a suicide bomber killed 149 people, I believe. And at another one, a guy ran his motorcycle in and killed about 29 people. It's just a mess over there. It's a horrible situation going on in Pakistan.
And, you know,
especially for the Christians.
I mean, there's been so many attacks. And now, in Egypt, it's the same thing. And this is another thing where we need to hold them, you know. We have reported time and time again on the persecution that went on there. For instance, in Cairo, during Christmas, around Christmas time, there was an attack on a Christian-owned appliance store. Now, we reported that when it happened.
We did. We reported on that. I remember that.
And six worshipers were killed. And one security officer was also killed. And one of the perpetrators had an explosives belt and a machine gun that had 150 rounds.
Oh, wow.
And they would have done even more if they hadn't have been stopped. And so this is what happens, and you know, these are the same kind of tactics that the Muslims will use when they try to come against America. So if you have a church, you better put more than one guard, and you better be prepared for one.
Folks, we've...
It's all right, Sadie. My dog's scared to death.
Sorry about that. Lost my feed while I was trying to get this thing done. But we've had a lot of warm weather, really hot. And then, of course, July, it was the hardest month usually around here. And, of course, that month is almost gone. So now we're getting into August. Should be a little cooler, but we do get some really horrific storms here. And so I've just got to make sure I got all the windows closed because I got a lot of electricity.
Okay, I'm going out. I'll be back.
Okay. So at any rate, you know, when we talk about the problems with Egypt, you know, has just been ongoing, and it's always been bad. Of course, you've got the cops there, and you've got a number of other faiths that are there. And it's just one of those things that's a continual problem. And so, you know, I wish I could tell you that it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. We are in the last days. We're going to see more and more of this stuff. And there's just no two ways of putting it, and we have to be prepared. And I mean, we need to stand. Now, I wanted to report on Leah Sheribu. This happens in Nigeria with Boko Haram, who took a bunch of Dapchi schoolgirls. Now, Boko Haram is really good at taking schoolgirls. They've taken them before a long time, the Chibok schoolgirls. I'm talking about the last days. And we've been getting these. It's been hot in the daytime, and then at night we get these enlightening. And they just rattle everything here. And this thing was right on top of this. Matter of fact, the lightning looked like it hit right out in the yard.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't, didn't hit when I was out there turning off the water.
Now, we're at Leah Sheribu.
Okay,
you need to...
I think about her every day and pray for her every day since I found out.
You go ahead because I need to close some stuff. So go ahead.
Sadly, Leah Sheribu was the only Christian girl among them and is still in the clutches of Boko Haram. At present, there are no known efforts by the President Buhari towards securing her release, nor the release of 105 primarily Christian Chibok schoolgirls that have been held captive by Boko Haram since 2014. And the reason she was not released was because she refused to renounce Christ. And ICC spoke with Leah's father, Nathan, who shared, "There is still no news about our daughter. We need help from whosoever to mount pressure on the federal government of Nigeria to do whatever it can to get our daughter released." Leah's father, who is still working and trying to maintain his family life in northeastern Nigeria, said of Leah's...
They're going to get shot at. They come here, they're women and children. I mean, it can get bloody and terrible. You do not want to do this. If you think Americans, and there may be a lot of Americans that are on the borderline of doing nothing, but there are a lot that are just flat dangerous, and they are not going to stop. So I don't want to see anything like that. But we know.
I believe that we have a lot of sleepers in America just waiting.
Well, we've reported on that years and years ago. We talked about that, and there's been a lot of people that have covered that time and time again. And, you know, we actually have connections, or not connections, but have reported on things from a number of sites that they focus on what's happening in America. But, you know, the bottom line of it is that America needs to repent, and we're not going to repent. You see how divided and wicked we are.
You know, we're just here by the, like the thing says, by the hair of our chinny chin chin, by the grace of God, you know. And, you know, one of these days, God, I'll tell you, folks, I don't like saying these things, but I know many, many years ago, I've said this time and time again, I ain't going to say it again, but know this, you know, America is probably facing some of the most detrimental division and trouble that she's ever faced, and after that will be war, civil war, and then other nation states will get involved. There will be more terrorism and problems, and there will be more attacks on your churches than ever before. And I really think eventually America's government will be totally taken over, and I felt that there are people in this country right now, Tower, that would take out Trump and our government just because they hate him so much and put in a puppet.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's no doubt about it, folks. We live every day. And this latest article I wrote, you know, about the grace of God, it's an important read. You need to read that. And I've got another one I put up today. Maybe that was it, by the grace of God. Yeah, I had another one before that. I do them all the time. We've got a lot of stuff being posted. But, you know, things like this, Tower, you know, we need to know, you know, that these Muslims that are doing this, they do it because they know it brings them publicity. And they know the West doesn't like it. So the more times they get things horrendous, this is actually something that is in the playbook of the Islamic terrorism in order to scare your enemies. But the Muslims weren't originators of it. You can go back to Attila the Hun and the hordes of other armies that scoured this earth. You can go back to Vlad the Impaler. He did the same thing. And in order to scare your enemies, you crucify them and bludgeon them. And Rome did that too. There was one time they would line up crucifixions along both sides of the road to the highway, the Roman entryway into Rome. I mean, this is what they do. And the Muslims aren't opposed to bringing back this kind of thing to bring terror into the West, into the hearts of people. And you cannot sit around and allow these people to do that. And the problem we have as America, people today are stupid. There's no other way to say it. They're just plain dumb. They do not read the, you know, they don't look at it and say, well, that's what it is. They ignore it. They listen to people who are fools and who try to tell them that it's okay. It's not okay, folks. And it ain't going to be
that's
okay.
That's right. That's right.
And if you ain't right with God, then as there's a God in heaven, you better get that way. And you'd better get away from that preacher that's lukewarm. And if you got a preacher that's on fire, you need to encourage him and back him. And you need to stop. Yeah, they would never do that. I don't know if they even could. And see, the thing of it is, this is the problem you have. The guy's been there for, what, 20-plus years?
Yeah, you 25 know, maybe? I don't know.
And when you say, well, you know, we want, you know, him to be freed and to go home. Well, where is his home? Is his home in America or is it in Turkey?
Yeah, he's been over there probably half his life.
So he may want to stay right there. And they, you know, the people that and so that's who Erdogan accused of plotting the failed coup. And, of course, this Islamic cleric is here in America for 30 years, so Erdogan blamed him. And, of course, the American Center for Law and Justice said everything was totally deep.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We love you. We pray for you. Join us tomorrow night for, say, Battle Lines. We love you. God bless you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio. the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Friday night, Sunday brunch, it does not matter. Facts are facts, queen. Every cigarette can cut your life short. Find that hard to believe? Then tap the banner for more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.
Getting tired of your lunch options?
Change it up with Little Caesars Hot and Ready Lunch Combo.
Wowee, the winds of change.
Get four slices of pepperoni deep dish pizza, plus a 20-ounce drink, now for only $4. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Little Caesars, obviously.
Get the Little Caesars lunch combo, now just $4, hot and ready 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. Available at participating locations for a limited time, plus tax.